This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. As Congress takes time off for their August recess, U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse takes some time to chime in on last week's announcement that the USDA plans to make $12 billion available for farmers hit by retaliatory tariffs from China. He says the move obviously has the best of intentions and should help some.
Well, just let me tell you, in the state of Washington, we have about $15 billion worth of ag products and processed agricultural products that are exported annually. It's a big deal. Our agricultural industry definitely depends on a successful foreign market.
Newhouse says, make no mistake, it's a lot of money.
$12 billion is a lot of money, true, but it would not go a long ways to help agriculture in the long term.
He says farmers don't want to sound unappreciative, but it's not the perfect solution to the trade woes they're dealing with.
It's appreciated by the ag industry that the administration would take actions to dull the impact of retaliatory tariffs. But the best thing that could happen is that markets are reopened and that we continue to be able to market our products worldwide.
Newhouse says many farmers support what the president's doing and hope it all works out very soon.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.